keeping you up to date on everything Padres all season long. It's Padres Social Hour, the off-season edition, coming to you from the AMR studio.
Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Randy will be back in a few moments. We'll also meet the new host. Bill is still here, and in a matching shirt, I believe. Mike Grace joins as well. Grace, wow, Sox game outstanding, by the
way.
Thank
you.
A little tequila sunrise there. I see you. It's not Astros Social Hour, sir. No.
This is my Southwestern. I'm getting ready for Arizona.
Oh, I got you.
Got a little flavor, right?
Those will play big in Peoria with some shorts and sandals. Oh, yeah, babe.
Maybe some Toms.
Maybe.
A little Navajo design.
Basically, yeah.
Wow, you're getting very specific.
They can't beat Ted Leitner's flesh socks.
He changed sock game forever on Social Hour.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Socks have always been a big part of this show for obvious reasons. I got my brown Padres socks on today. But Leitner went no socks. And it really, the world kind of flipped upside down for a few minutes when he was on. That was cool. Grace is one of a nice handful of people who's kind of stepped in when I was unavailable the last couple of years on the show. And awesome, man. Great. Very many people, by the way, they could not tell the difference between the two of
us. That's right.
So it was actually very smooth because they were like, oh, yeah, it's a generic-looking white guy. It's still Jesse. they didn't even pay that much attention to it. So thank you for all of your efforts the last 2 years.
Oh, man, thank you for letting me be a part of it. This has been a dream come true for me. And, I mean, to be every single day during the season, there's so much to talk about. And all the work that you've put in, there's been some pretty special moments. And Blooper and the team put together a little Agler highlight video. We're gonna bless the fans with all of your finest moments here. Blooper, why don't you take it away and show everybody Agler's finest.
Great.
Welcome to Padres Social Hour, and welcome to Petco Park, opening night of the 2014 baseball season. Padres and the Dodgers here at Petco Park. Jesse Agler and Randy Jones, thanks for joining us as we get ready to turn our backs on spring training and get excited for the regular season.
Almost all against Frias. It was a very chilly reception he was given.
Yes, and then they just sort of left him out. Oh, Frias, chilly reception. That one ran right by me.
Is it in El Nino? Is that maybe part of
what?
The deal?
No,
okay. No,
get away.
Are you a sailor?
I can sail.
You legitimately know how to sail.
I've been sailing most of my life. I could sail you around the bay masterfully.
All right.
Depending
on
the kind of craft we're in.
I'm in then. I don't expect anything out of me. I mean, I could pull a rope
or do a
little manual labor.
A line. Let's get the terminology down before anything else. I think, Bill, I need you on the record saying you're totally in support of this operation.
I'm suing you.
We call it Bill the Scout. You can join us on Twitter. Sometimes you get really good Twitter contributions to the show, and they can really keep the thing going. And then sometimes you get like this from Mr. Master 1872. He says, can you read this, LOL? Yeah, we can, Mr. Master. And there you go. You're famous now. Wait a minute, this is that guy, by the way. This is that idiot guy. Remember him from a few weeks ago, this idiot? Yeah. The guy had all these opinions on how he doesn't like you. Now I'm remembering, Mark.
Oh.
He doesn't want anybody under the age of 25 on Padres Social Hour. He's the ageist.
Mark.
He's a real jerk, this guy. He's very nasty on Twitter.
I was never really a Stones person. I like
They're a little young for your taste.
Nope. Yeah, a little young for my taste.
A Blooper is working on getting Mick Jagger to stop by the show.
Right.
Come hang out. Blooper was unable to book us, Mick Jagger or Keith Richards or even one of the other guys, to come on the show. But he has told me that before her concert later this summer, he is guaranteeing that we get Taylor Swift on the
show. Sitting right here, Blooper's guaranteed that.
He is absolutely guaranteed that. Right, Blooper?
No.
I don't know. Come on. Don't be modest.
It's not an unusual... But Pat Murphy, as you said, is just a regular guy.
Hey, Blooper, can we see that lineup again? That was very relevant to what we were talking about. Nice job. There you go. That's good. Well, we'll get to that eventually.
Okay.
We'll talk about the lineup.
Did he flip that up while I was talking?
Yeah, just in the middle of your thing about Pat Murphy. Right? He threw the lineup on the screen.
Just threw the lineup
for no apparent reason. What what were you thinking there? How did that fit in?
He makes the lineup? I don't know.
He's got no clue.
He makes the lineup.
He's got no clue.
Are you saying you did it intentionally?
No,
it's next.
Yeah.
Way to go, Blooper. There was a woman last night, a Cardinal fan, who tweeted at the Padres in the top of the seventh inning, making fun of the Padres for using multiple relievers in one inning. Tony La Russa, God's sake, he is the sole reason baseball games now take 3 hours. That's what a loud stadium sounds like.
I know we're into the golf clap in St. Louis, but in a lot of other places, the fans cheer, and they get into it, and they scream, and they yell. They shouldn't have to rely on this nonsense. They're 77 wins, you know, leading baseball coming into this weekend. They're accomplishing enough things on the field that they shouldn't be so insecure off of it. And man, what a mess. What a mess. I think I'm good. Whew. I got
Settle
it.
Down. Time for a blood pressure check?
No, I'm good. You don't think they're the best fans of baseball, do you? Bill, you got a yen? You?
No.
No?
I'm
you're sitting next to the actual professional.
I'm
just go
it.
Like this. Yeah! Yeah!
How's
All right, that was good. That was good. Now that's going to be on social media.
That probably will. Probably the last one I got.
All good.
It's sweet.
What did you just do? You just got up and pranced?
He couldn't
we'll,
do
we'll,
it.
We'll never have a better moment than that on the show.
Oh, that was the drop the mic.
That was it.
That was
I feel like.
But you kind of put the headphones down instead of dropping the mic.
Yeah, no. I'm not that flashy.
All right. It's all good.
Not that flashy.
Don't worry about it.
Nice job, Blooper.
He did a good job.
You know, that was sincere. That was sincere. I said, nice job, Blooper.
That was really good.
You know, Blooper's mom is here, by the way.
I know.
That was like my big request. Blooper the other day, he goes, any special requests for your last social? I was like, no, man, business as usual. Let's just have fun. You know, I'm not into the – that was fun, though. I enjoyed that. It was a good little retrospective. But I'm not about to take any of the stuff too seriously. And then in kind of a separate conversation a couple of moments later, he mentioned that his mom was visiting this week. And I said, oh, let's go back to that special guest thing. And and so Blooper's mom is here, and she gets to see the whole thing happen.
So that'd be Mrs. Blooper Sr.?
Mama Blooper.
Mama Blooper.
Mama
okay.
Blooper. That's right. What we call her. Yep. Yeah. There's Mama Blooper, Lady Blooper.
Papa Blooper.
Other Blooper. We got a lot of – the Blooper family has really grown over the last couple of years.
Let's make sure it doesn't grow anymore, though.
Yeah. No baby bloopers out there.
Hey, you never know.
Okay.
Somewhere down the line.
I guarantee
he's
you
maturing every day, by the way. You know what? Let's talk
Literally.
About Blooper for a
right.
moment. Seth, our producer, Blooper, are you able to put yourself on camera? Have you figured that out yet? There you go. Wave to the nice people. Blooper showed up at spring training from Buffalo, New York, when we hired him 2 years ago. He drove. It took him like a week and a half. But he drove from Buffalo to Peoria, Arizona. And my man rolls up in like cutoff shorts and Toms with socks. And it was like, oh, we've made a terrible mistake. but the reality is the amount of work and responsibility that we dumped into his little lap was significant. And every single time almost, he has risen to the occasion. And he gets this thing on the air most days.
Right.
Most days. Blooper, thank you for everything the last 2 years. I appreciate it. The next person, whoever he or she may be, and we'll find out in a couple of moments, is lucky to inherit you along with this relatively comfortable furniture.
Thanks. It's been fun.
Yeah, good.
Except for the day that he didn't get it on.
Well, there were a few. There were a couple days.
Just one.
There were also days like nobody showed up, you know. So
that's right. Yeah, that's
it's not just a Blooper that makes mistakes.
Not me.
Now, here's a question. Does your backpack leave with you?
Yes. My backpack comes with me as I use my backpack every day. In case you're wondering why Mike asked that, there was a show when no one else showed up. So I just did an hour with the backpack.
Right.
That's not true. Annie showed up for like the last 20 minutes, which was very nice of her.
But it was compelling television.
I mean,
absolutely compelling television.
I think you need to use the dictionary. Compelling would not.
It's not literally compelling.
No, there was nothing compelling about that.
I was riveted.
Were you?
Absolutely. How is Agler going to pull off an hour of Padres talk in the middle of a baseball season talking to his backpack? And you did it.
Yeah, the backpack was a good conversationalist.
It was great.
Well, Grace, thank you again for everything. You know, I'll mention, you know, the other helpful people we've had over the last couple of years that have really been huge in kind of filling in and guest hosting and being guests and co-hosts and everything else. Annie. And I know Andy's going to be around. Ben Higgins has done an awesome job. Jordan Carruth, really enjoyed getting to know Jordan a little bit this year as well. So it's been fun. It's been really, really fun. And we're not done yet. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll see who the new host of Padres Social Hour is. Make sure you're following at GaslampBall, and you can find out hours before anybody else. Padres Social Hour continues right after this.